Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining Your Future Is Now. I'm Jim Grant. I'm your host, and I'm joined by my good friend and business partner, Dandy Don McGrath. Let me say, hey, Dandy Don, how you doing today, sir?
Awesome, Jim. Absolutely awesome. I'm so excited for the show today. Just so super excited.
Oh, yes, I am too. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, today is a very special day for us because we're going to share some nuggets that's going to really help you. And to set the tone for that, Dandy Don and I, we created the Speakers Pathway Coalition. And speakerspathway.com is the sponsor of Your Future Is Now. And I've asked Dandy Don if he'd be so kind to give about a 3,000 to 4,000 foot overview of how and why we have so many executive training directors and how speakerspathway.com came into from a dream to a reality.
Three to 4,000 feet. Now that truly is a Rocky Mountain high, and I am in Colorado, so it's just more than appropriate. I'm happy to share with that. So we are just so blessed. We are so very blessed because Jim, you know, you and I came up with this concept less than a year ago, and yes, we've been so blessed to have others get behind the concept, helped us get launched in November, and have members that are just getting such fantastic value and getting great results. And one of the folks who has joined us and got behind us and kind of put some wind in our sails, we're going to be talking to later on in the show, Preston Martelli. And he's just one of the people who have just blessed us by getting on board with the concept for Speakers Pathway and making a difference in so many people's lives.
You're exactly right, Don, because when Don and I sat down, we came up with this dream and this idea. We really didn't know if it was a dream that we could turn into reality or not. But we did know one thing, ladies and gentlemen, so take note of this. Don and I both knew we could not do it alone. We were going to need some subject matter experts to help us get from where we are to where we wanted to be. Because you always want to start out with the final result in mind. Well, what's your end result? Kind of like a football team, when they take the field, they know what the objective is. They want to get the ball into the end zone and score a touchdown. They know that. So you need to have that same philosophy when you go forward on any project, whatever it might be that you want to do with your life. You've got to have the end result clear. It's got to be in sight. And in addition to that, Don and I, we surrounded ourselves with subject matter experts, people who could help us. You've heard the phrase, the self-made millionaire. There's no such thing. It takes a multitude of people to make a millionaire. And my point being in sharing that with you, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that there's no one person that's a guru that can do everything. There's a lot out there that pretend they can do everything, but they really can't. I mean, what happens if they go on leave or go on vacation or if they're sick with the flu and you need something done? All of our executive training directors, they are a specialist. And in the Speaker's Pathway, just go to speakerspathway.com. You can scroll down the front page and see everybody. You can check out our pricing, all those wonderful things. But most importantly, we are with you every step of the way because you need help. Don and I needed help to build the Speaker's Pathway Coalition. And that's why the executive training directors are there. That's why our members are there. They get training. They get coaching. And this is not a sales pitch. Don't misunderstand me. What I'm trying to get you to see is that you can surround yourself with subject matter experts, and that's how you can build your very own tribe. How's that sound, Don? Have your very own tribe.
It's the key, right? It's the key to having people who want to follow you. And one thing that Jim and I, we really felt in our bones that Speaker's Pathway would be successful because we saw a problem. We saw people suffering. We saw people not getting the results that they want. We saw people spending lots of money on training and not getting the results. And so we just came up with a way to solve that problem. And so that's the way I would encourage anyone out there who's has their own business or is thinking about doing a business. Find the problem. You know, what is the problem? After you understand the problem, the rest, it gets a lot easier, doesn't it, Jim?
It really does. And the thing that we just really, I got to be honest with you, when we first started, we made a list of people that we wanted to handpick and call. And we had a little bit of cold feet in the very beginning because this was a brand new breed of cat. No one had ever seen it before. And we thought, well, what if someone laughs at us? Well, you know what? If someone laughs at you, that's okay. Don't take it personal. It's just that their vision is not your vision. You keep driving on. And I like to tell the story about Thomas Edison inventing the light bulb. A lot of you are familiar with that. He had over 10,000 failures. And that's absolutely shocking because if that was me in there trying to invent the light bulb, I'd probably quit after at least three or four times.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk to Preston about some of the things he's done. And we had Mark Green on last week, and he's all about resilience, right? So he's doing this resilience summit that both Jim and I are going to be speaking at. And he shared some great nuggets with us last week about resilience, didn't he, Jim?
He sure did. And after the show, you'll be able to go to speakerspathway.com. I don't know if his podcast is listed there, and of course he's on iTunes, but I want to get that description posted there. We had a glitch in the system, hadn't got it posted yet, but you can read about Mark Green and you can follow him because Mark he's a retired colonel. He believes in helping the soldiers come home. Everybody teaches them how to go put on a uniform and go to war and do whatever. And me being a Vietnam veteran, I know how that feels when you come home. And everybody looks at you like, well, what's wrong with you? You know? And my point being in sharing that with you, if you have a dream, and it may sound nutsy to your brother-in-law or someone, just take a deep breath and relax. Don't let your brother-in-law or anyone else, family or friends, discourage you. What you need to do is just call up and talk to subject matter experts. Interview people on the internet. You can contact us at speakerspathway.com and say, hey, I got an idea, and I'd just like to get some good, positive feedback. We'll do that for you free of charge. Am I right on that, Don?
Absolutely. We're here to serve. I mean, we started Speaker's Pathway to serve. That's bottom line, and we've been following that energy ever since. And Mark last week talked a lot about service. And as I was going over the notes, for our interview today, or I can't even call it interview, our conversation and fun talk with Preston. Mm-hmm. Preston's all about giving abundantly and serving abundantly. And, so that I think is the key. And I think there's a new movement going on, right, Jim? There's a movement of heartrepreneurs, of heart-centered business people who, you know, people are tired of the huckstering and we've all kind of fell prey to some of that. And I really think there's a whole new movement coming about, and we're on that train.
You're exactly right, because ladies and gentlemen, what Don is talking about there, everybody is tired of attending some big meeting and having all these fancy talkers up there, and it's a sales pitch after sales pitch after sales pitch. And you don't want to feel like, you know, you're dumb because you don't see their vision. But sometimes, in fact, Don and I were at a recent event where this guy told everybody, if you don't see what I see and you don't do what I do, you're dumb. I'm not making this up. I mean, he had 20 spots and he had quite a few left. Let me just humbly say that and I'll leave it there. My point being, there's a new sheriff in town, you might say. What we do, we put on events and we go to events that provide value and service. And if someone is sitting in the audience, like if you're sitting in the audience and you see a person on stage and they present their story, they go to the TEDx talk, which Don teaches a fantastic course on, and they, you know, just share their information. This is who I am. This is what I do. This is why I do it. And if that is the type of person that you want to align yourself with, or at least say, tell me more, they would just simply say, if you want to know more, please meet me back at the back of the room at the next break or whatever. And that's what people are hungry for. People are tired of the sales pitches and all that stuff, because that gets old in a hurry, doesn't it, Don?
It does. I think leading with the heart, mm-hmm. Deliver on what you say you're going to do. I was just telling Jim about a story the other day. I went to one training a few years ago where there was training and then there was going to be a competition. And the people who put this on said the winner is going to get $1 million. They're going to get $1 million worth of support and get on stages and all this stuff. So, you know, I know everybody there was working really hard. I must have practiced my talk 50 times. And, well, I was fortunate enough that I won. But guess how much of that million I got?
Zero.
Zero. So whatever you do, and obviously they lost a customer for life, many customers for life, actually. Yep. So, but here's the thing is when you say something, over deliver, right? If you promise $1 million, give two. So, words to you business owners out there, over deliver.
Absolutely, because your name and your integrity, that's who you are. That's what you've got. That's what people are looking for. They want to associate themselves with real people who have integrity. And if there is something that they promise and they can't deliver, there will be a reason instead of some lame duck excuse. But then again, they will come back and over deliver. Always focus on over delivering. And that will pay you dividends down the roads, because Don and I, we've done that. And that's why we have attracted people from outside of the Speakers Pathway Coalition, outside of our executive training directors, outside of members. And they want to join forces with us because they know we deliver the goods.
And we have fun doing it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited to have some fun today with Preston. We work very closely with Preston. He's one of our team, and he's a super fun guy. I can't wait.
We'll be right back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
If you're ready for a big change in your work, your career, your happiness, your life, it's time for the Million Dollar Mindset with Marla Tabaka. Monday afternoons at 2, 1 Central on TogiNet.com. Marla believes that with the right mindset, anything is possible. Join us as successful life coach Marla Tabaka inspires you and her clients to explore, discover, and live your dreams by developing what she calls the Million Dollar Mindset. Marla will inspire you to take action on your dreams and reveal secrets to success that will help you realize your own unique power. Tune into the Million Dollar Mindset for heartwarming stories with Marla Tabaka. Learn tips and tricks to building a successful business and unlock the secrets to creating a happier, more balanced life through abundant thinking and attraction power. For more information on the Million Dollar Mindset, go to our website, marlatabaka.com. That's MarlaTabaka.com. It's the Million Dollar Mindset with Marla Tabaka. Monday afternoons at 2, 1 p.m. Central on TogiNet.com.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. Your future is now. We are sponsored by speakerspathway.com. We're so glad that you're listening to us either live or if you're going to listen to us on the podcast or iTunes. Thank you so very, very much, because our mission here is to provide value and information. We're actually an infotainment station. And to help me along with that is my good friend and business partner, just a Jim Dandy kind of a guy. He's well known around the world. He likes to get high. He climbs rocks. And he's known as Dandy Don. Hello, Dandy Don. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Jim. I'm so excited about today. Not just about the show. I'm actually going climbing. I'm going to go, like you said, I'm going to go get high this afternoon in a different kind of way than some people think about Colorado. I'm going rock climbing this afternoon. So I'm really, really excited about that. I'm also super excited about our guest today, because Preston Martelli, we met a while ago. He joined forces with us as part of Speakers Pathway. And one thing I love about Preston is, you know, people listening to this know Jim and I have a good time. Preston also knows how to have a good time. And he's traveled the world, has a laptop lifestyle that many people would just want so badly. So I'm so excited for him to share the jewels of knowledge that he's gonna bring to the audience today.
Oh, absolutely. And Preston sent me a message. He says he's going to be talking about how to build your brand. That's so special, because think about it, ladies and gentlemen. He will help you create your own special brand, your own identity, something you could actually register. And he's also going to talk about how to explode your business utilizing digital marketing. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Mr. Preston Martelli to the show. Hey, Preston.
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Doing fine. We're so glad you're here. Go ahead. The mic's all yours, brother.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here with you guys today. Don, enjoy the climbing today. I know that's definitely something, a passion of yours. And thank you so much. I'm so humbled to be on the call with you guys today. I wanted to, you know, come on and like, you know, like Jim said, I'm a guy. I like having fun. I like getting out there. I was fortunate. I get to live the laptop lifestyle just because I really came out and embraced the whole digital marketing and what that the benefits that gives to us by being in this field. So very happy to be here. Feel very blessed with the knowledge I've got. And one of the things I like to do, Don mentioned it before, I like to give abundantly and, you know, share that, because I feel like I'm very privileged in, you know, learning so much about technology, learning about how much it works and understanding marketing. And I really want to help share it with people. Don, you said something cool before. What do you call it? A heartpreneur?
Yeah, heartpreneur. People leading with their heart first and money follows, you know.
I love it.
And, you know, you talk about giving abundantly and making a profit, right? You need to, yeah. We all need to eat. And so I love that too. Tell us more about that.
Definitely. You know, I'm not going to say I came up with that. I heard somebody say it and that really hit home with me, because, you know, like I said, like, I really like sharing the information I learned about technology. You guys have had conversations with me. You call me about, you know, how I log into Gmail, and that turns into a half an hour conversation about, you know, like everything about technology and what Gmail is all about. Is anything like you talk about in technology, I love to share it with it. Well, one of the cool things I found out is that the more I share that information about what I'm passionate about, I get people that say, you know what, it's cool, but that's your cup of tea, all right? And I want to pay you to do it. So it became a win-win, because I get to do something I love to do, which is share my information, share my knowledge. And what made it great was it was able to enable start paying the bills, and also was able to give me a lifestyle where I was completely, you know, I would say financial freedom is different for everybody, but my financial freedom is that, you know, my business does not make me location independent, and we're able to do some really cool things. Like we just got back from traveling. We went almost a whole year with my wife and four kids, and we traveled the world, right? And living, yeah.
Yeah, and you took care of business in the process too, didn't you?
Exactly. I took my business in the process, and, you know, just by being able to travel like that and share with people what I do and share what I do, guess what? I got people coming on saying, hey, you know what? Can you help us with our brand? Can you help us with our business? Because I've got a great idea. I've got a great product or service. I don't know how to get customers.
Right? Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the thing, I'm looking at your notes here. What really impresses me, Preston, was that you were able to unshackle yourself and walk away from a Fortune 500 company after serving them for 13 years, and you've created the lifestyle of a laptop lifestyle business, and you're never away from your family and kids. That is just truly incredible. And how much value would people put on that, would you think? People that want to get their lives back.
To me, it's priceless. Like, you know, you guys hear me. Like, you know, I'm always at, like, lunchtime, the kids are home. I'm around with the family. I'm always attending, you know, family school events with them. If they need me, I'm there. To me, that's really important. You know, the corporate life is great, but you know, you're locked into like a 9 to 5. You got to, you're exchanging time for money. So you've got to be there when they need you. And I, to me, it's more valuable to be able to control my time. I'm probably working way more than I did before, but at least it's on my terms, not on somebody else's terms.
That's amazing, isn't it, Don? To be able to set, you know, your terms, because all the work that you do, yet this afternoon, you're going to get high climbing a rock, and that's just total freedom, isn't it, brother?
It is, and I that's the lifestyle I envisioned. And I saw, well, Jim and I saw Preston speak actually on our stage back in January at the Pathway for Vets event. And Preston, you took us on a journey around the world where you brought your kids and your wife on this incredible journey. Share just one of those memories with us.
Oh my gosh, there's so many, but I think one of the real cool ones that resonate with a lot of the listeners is Bali. You know, we always hear about how beautiful Bali is, how relaxing, how it enables to help you, you know, really reconnect with, you know, the core of who we are. And let me tell you, it was our second stop after we left Canada, which is North America, that hustle and bustle, everything was across in Bali. And I'm telling you, it feel like everything just slowed down, stopped. And you got to reconnect with yourself. It was amazing.
That's really something. And, you know, for someone that's listening, they think, wow, I would love to have that type of lifestyle. And you certainly can. And Preston, your specialty is that you teach people how to build their brand and explode their business. Let's focus on how to build their brand. If I came into you and you ask me, what's your brand? I don't know. Because a lot of people out there might be like me and say, hey, Jim, thank you for asking that question. I mean, if you ask me, you know, what's your brand, or, you know, and I say, I don't know, how would you handle that from that point? Could you share that with us, sir?
You know, that's a great question. I'll actually tell you guys, you know, my story when I started with, and that's a great way of building a brand. And I'll show you guys how I built my own brand. Well, when I left my last career before, and I was going into something, I said I wanted to have people pay me for the knowledge that I had. Right. And I went out there. I was like, all right, I got knowledge. Well, a week into it, I stopped and I had that bit of, I guess, that imposter feeling of saying, what information do I have? What are people going to want to pay me for? And I got very scared because I was like, oh, my gosh, I don't really have anything. Right. It wasn't until I really articulated what skills that I have. And it still was a work in progress. It took quite a few, I would say, years to really land in on that. But it wasn't until I was able to articulate what I offer to the world, my service, what I was able to help people with, that was when my brand started to emerge, right? Which is around branding, and which is about digital marketing. So if you want to identify what your brand is, and you came to me and you said, Preston, what is my brand? I'll ask you, Jim, what do you love doing most?
That's right? Very valuable, because you know the, from your experience and where you came from, you've got the background to be able to ask a guy like me the questions that I need to come up with answers within, because my answers are within. I just don't know where I got them stored, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. So it starts with exactly that, understanding what exactly you love doing, right? And what do you do? What do you love doing is one. And another question is, what do you do well? Is I would ask you, because sometimes what you love doing is might not be something that you do very well, right? So we want to connect, see if that connection kind of happens. And then once we've answered these two questions, you know, what would people be willing to pay you for, right? What would people be willing to pay you for in terms of what that information is? So if you're a musician, right, people be willing to listen to pay for your music, to pay to have you at a concert. If you're a speaker, people probably want to pay you for your message, right? So it's really, so if you want to establish what your brand is, what do you love doing? What do you do well? And what would people be willing to pay for you? Once you have that, those three questions answered, now you have a product or a service that we got to start to refine.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you put it like that, because you were saying that it came back, and I'm going to have Dandy Don fill in a little bit here, but That's what Speakers Pathway is all about. We don't try to change your way of thinking to our way of thinking. We ask questions and we try to find out what it is that you want to do and surround you with training and coaching and encouragement. And Dandy Don, that was the foundation we laid, wasn't it, sir?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, because we've all been there where someone says, I got successful this way. Do what I did and you'll be successful. Guess what? Just what works for one person doesn't necessarily work for another. And one thing I really love that Preston said was, you know, asking those questions. What do you love to do? What skills do you have? And who will pay you for them? What's really interesting, it sounds really simple, but I just did a workshop with some people, live workshop, and people really struggle with answering those questions. You know, we all have this thing in the back of our minds that say, we're not good enough. I really don't know enough. I'm not an expert. Right, Preston? I mean, you must see that all the time.
Exactly.
So having someone help you to pull that out of you, to ask those questions and really push you. Because I had to push people at this workshop. I had to push them to say, you know, what tools do you have? And they said, I don't have any. And after like 10 minutes, we'd list like 30 tools that they have in their quiver.
That's really amazing, because you're exactly right about that. Because as Preston started out, he was talking about, well, what can I offer people to get paid for? And he was kind of – he knows exactly where you're coming from. Am I right on that, Preston?
100%. And I just went out and started consuming content. And, Don, I think you guys remember when I was on stage, I said that it resonated with a lot of people. And I think it will with the listeners here. You got to stop consuming and start producing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to take that transition. And we can talk a little bit more in the next section on that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because Dandy Don is known for his famous saying of success rewards what?
Action. And
action.
Preston, in your notes, you know, you said massive imperfect action. So I definitely want to talk about that when we come back from the break.
Definitely. Yeah. Massive imperfect action, the key to my transition from being a wannapreneur to an entrepreneur.
There you go. We'll be back right after these messages, ladies and gentlemen, with more great infotainment.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
Whenever we hear a recording of our own voice, it always sounds different than we think. This is because the bones in our skull create a resonance from within that makes our voice sound deeper to us. But our recorded voice is how others hear us. I'm sure I'm not the first person who has uttered the words, I really don't sound like that, do I? Margaret Thatcher famously underwent vocal training to lower her voice and make her sound more statesmanlike. Recently, British Airways polled Americans and Britons to see who they believed had the sexiest voices. Morgan Freeman was voted number one. If a judge loves the sound of his own voice, expect a long sentence. What's a word for a person who loves to hear the sound of their own voice? A philodox.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Hey,
And welcome back to the show. Your future is now. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jim Grant, and we're so glad to have you back. We're visiting with one of our executive training directors from speakerspathway.com, Mr. Preston Martelli. And right before the break, Dandy, he was talking about something about imperfect action. Is that correct?
Yeah, massive imperfect action. This probably comes up every show because I love to say success rewards action. And Preston modifies that a little bit. Massive imperfect action. Just because sometimes if you're trying to get perfect action, it just stops you. So Preston, tell us a little bit more about that and some of the actions that people can take to move forward in their business.
Yeah, you know, it comes back to like I agree with taking action, but I think sometimes you just need to take a big jump. Right. Make a big commitment right into it. Like, you know, just if you have an idea, get out there and start talking about it or even what is that next step that would, you know, put you into your business idea, or your opportunity you're trying to drive forward, that there's no looking back. You know how they normally say, you know, break the bridge or you have to survive after this. That is where the taking massive imperfect action is to me. And imperfect action means it doesn't have to be perfect. And you know what? In fact, most of the time, the chance of you getting it perfect is so unlikely that you'd waste so much time trying to get it the right way that you're never going to get your feet off the ground. Right?
Yeah, you're exactly right, because one of the things I had to deal with was my perfection. That is one of my faults. And when you have that, you're always focused on, you know, keep making it perfect, perfect, perfect. It's kind of like, you know, aim. Well, squeeze the trigger, fire right. The bullet, and see if you're on target.
Yeah. Perfect. It's 100%. Like, you know, they say in carpentry, they say measure twice and cut once. Yeah, you know, yes. You can look at it twice, but you know what? You got to pull the trigger, like Jim just said, and you've got to take action moving forward, right? If it's something big, like, you know what, you want to become, I had a vision of saying, you know, I want to start giving back abundantly. Well, when Speaker's Pathway came along and you guys presented this opportunity to me, that was a massive action. Right. I didn't know what I was going to present. I didn't have a talk ready then, but it was taking action in the right direction, which I'm so blessed and so honored that I made that decision.
And I love getting out of the aim, right? Think about the figure skater doing the triple or quad lutz or something, right? You think they did that the first time?
No.
they end up on their butt like a lot, right? But you got to take that first jump.
Exactly. 100%. So, you know, take massive imperfect action in your business, what the next step would be. And I think, you know, in terms of, you know, sharing some of those points that I mentioned before in terms of giving value to you guys, and this is where you probably want to take a pen and paper, because the next 6 points I'd like to go over with you guys as we go through these are things that you're definitely going to want to take action on. This is a great way for you to now take massive action. Right. So the first thing that you want to do if you have a business that you want to start, or a service or a product you want to bring to market, the very first thing that you want to do is define your core offering in very simple terms, as well as who is it intended for. All right. So Don, one of the things that I always say is, you know what, if you have a business or service that you're trying to offer, explain it in a way that even if you explain it to a fifth grader, they would understand what exactly you're trying to do.
Yeah, and that can be difficult, right?
Because that can be very
difficult. Because we want to sometimes sound impressive, right?
Yes. Don't overcomplicate it. Keep it simple. If you just use a very simple example of accountant, right? You know, if a fifth grader came to ask you, you know, what is an accountant, right? Well, at that level, in the fifth grade, they understand a term like financial. So are you a general accountant? Are you an auditor accountant? You know, so if you're a financial accountant, for example, explain that. I'm a financial accountant. What do? I analyze reports, right, or financial data for small businesses, right? That's very, very specific, because you've now zoned in on exactly what you're offering and who it's intended for. All right.
Yeah, staying away from jargon, right, too.
Don't use jargon as much as possible. And I think something like that would be a very, you know, clear explanation to anybody who hears what your product or service offering is. Very clear, very to the point. All right, so that's step number one, define your core offering. The second one I would say is to, once you understand your core offering, besides who is intended for, you want to try and describe that dream customer, right? Mm. So if I was to ask you, Jim, if you were to try and describe your dream customer, what would one of the questions you would think of that would define your ideal customer, like if you're looking to market or target them?
Okay. To me, if I'm thinking about, you know, targeting an audience, I would want to do research and look at who can use what I'm offering. What's exactly the need out there? What's the need? Because, you know, that's kind of like when Henry Ford started making cars here in the United States, there were a lot of companies that thought, hey, they've been making wagons for hundreds, thousands of years, and that's the way it's going to be. But no, what the market wants and what you can deliver to solve their problem, that's when you hit a home run. And you want to walk to the beat of your own drum. You don't want to be a copycat. You don't want to do what everybody else is doing. Just focus on you and delivering a quality product to people in need that you can help. That's my answer. Is that a good one?
That's a perfect answer. That's a perfect answer. And once you have that person down packed in your head, you want to start to think of what are some of the ways that you can get in that you want to be able to contact that person? And if you think of I'm kind of shifting towards like the whole marketing idea and digital marketing side of it. There's some questions that you can ask to help you target in on that person later on. And it would be things like, you know, where is your ideal customer located? Right? Because that's going to be very important in the future. If you're starting to do advertising or how you advertise to these people, do you want to target to the whole world? Do you want to target to the entire North America? Do you want to target to the United States only? Do you want to target Colorado Springs only? Right? So you really want to start with, on a very broad basis, you know, where are they located? Is it gender specific? You know, is your product only targeting females? So if that's the case, then you can pretty much cut out half of your market that half of the audience you're marketing to by just targeting if your product's going to be gender specific. And some products are like that. Some products or services are like that. Another thing is age, right? What are the age of your ideal customers, right? Do they speak a specific language? If you're running an ad in United States and you know you're running it to your ad only in English, it's probably ideal not to target people who don't speak English, right? If that does happen. If we talk about how old they are, what language they speak, are their parents, marital status, and there's a list of a number of different targeting type questions, but you want to ask as many of these questions as possible because that's going to help you later on understand how you can get your service or your product in front of your dream customer.
That's a good way of putting it. I like that, Preston, because therefore you're not wasting good, valuable money on people that's not interested in your product. I mean, a classic example, I guess we all get these goofy spam emails, and take me, I'm 5'10", I weigh 160 pounds, and I get these emails in that say, Jim, I know you want to lose 25 pounds. Well, no, I don't. Yeah. And evidently, there's some Jim Grant guy out there, and he's got his arrest records going to be released, and he's overweight, he's diabetic, and all those things. But ladies and gentlemen, I just want to go on the record and say, I'm not that Jim Grant.
All right. Yeah, so awesome. So what I'm trying to do here is try to help you understand how to take your business, like we said before, take that massive action to describe your core product, which is something I think people miss a lot. The other thing is just take the time to describe your dream customer. And then once you've understand who your dream customer is, the third step in that process is to decide on what marketing platforms you can use to market, to target them. Right now, and based on that, if you understand what your product is and who they are, you can decide on, okay, how are you going to advertise to those people or get your product in front of them? Are you going to use video? Are you going to use a podcast? You know, are you better at writing? Right. And then once you understand these things, you can look at what are some of the online platforms that allow you to market to them. And it would be something like maybe you could choose the whole Google suite of products, whether it's Google search ads or YouTube, even, you know, Google My Business or the time old SEO. There's Facebook that has a number of products as well. Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, LinkedIn. If you understand about your clients, you know, what their professions are, where they work, LinkedIn is an excellent platform for you to be able to use to get your product in front of your dream customer if you understand those two variables.
That's very important because as Preston's going through all those things, ladies and gentlemen, he can help you be able to target your audience that you need to get targeted. But most importantly, he can help you and ground guide you to be able to do it on your budget because not everybody's got deep pockets. And I'd like to share, have Dandy Don share that when he was building up the information about him being the world's greatest rock climber, he tested the market and he gave away a lot of freebies out there. And what kind of information did you get back from that, Dandy, and how'd that help you?
Oh my goodness. Giving away free stuff. Your best stuff is like the best strategy. I think Preston's going to maybe give us a little more content on that, but yeah, I gave away tons of stuff. I gave away my best stuff. And what I learned, I got people's information. So I continued to build relationships with them. I built a email list of climbers of about 1500 in about a year. And I started learning about what they liked and what they didn't like. And I saw what they downloaded and what they didn't download. So it's really super, super valuable is that learning.
Yes, and when Dandy Don talks about, you know, giving away a lot of free stuff, this is the free stuff that you can – is that Goose in the background?
It is.
That's okay. Tell Goose I said hello. That's Don's beloved dog. But ladies and gentlemen, whenever you start to give away stuff, this is stuff that you've created, but you want to focus on it being valuable. And therefore, with the feedback that you have received, that will enable you to fine-tune and hone your the information you want to get out to people, because your bottom line is not money. Make that very, very clear. Your bottom line is not money. Your bottom line is providing service. And I like what old King Solomon wrote about the generous person by watering others will be watered themselves. There's a prerequisite there. You got to give. And don't be afraid to give and invest in others, because it will come back to you, because that's a golden opportunity for you to prove that you are the real deal. And Preston, would you agree with that, sir?
100%. 100%. I love it. It's you know, we talked about serve the world abundantly to get back. That's it. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much. We'll be right back after these messages.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Ever get nervous riding in an elevator because you're afraid the cable might snap? It's entered my mind more than once. According to Elevator World magazine, on the rare occasion a cable breaks, the car won't hunge plunge to the bottom. This is because elevators have as many as 10 cables holding them up, each capable of supporting a fully loaded car. Sometimes I feel a little mischievous in elevators. Next time you're feeling like a rapscallion, try one of these little jokes. When there's only one other person in the elevator, tap them on the shoulder and then pretend it wasn't you. Push one of the buttons and pretend it gave you a shock. Or maybe start a sing-along. What's a word for a person who thinks he's funny but no one else does? Witzelsucht. It's marching down. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your future is now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. I have with us today a co-founder of SpeakersPathway.com, Dandy Don McGrath, and one of the executive training directors, Mr. Preston Martelli, joining us. So, Dandy Don, you know, it just amazes me all the great information that Preston has shared with us today, and he's got a few more things he wants to share. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, I can't wait. So lay it on us, Preston.
Awesome, no problem. So just to keep the ball going with it, I wanted to share with you guys six tips to help to, you know, develop your brand, explode your business using digital marketing. And I gave you guys three so far. So the first one is define your core offering. The second one is describe your dream customer. Third is decide on a digital marketing platform to target them. Now, the fourth one you want to take note of is create content or a lead magnet to get the attention. All right. So now that you now, what can you offer? What do you have that you can offer your customers to encourage them to engage with you? And Don touched on this a little bit earlier in the conversation where he talked about, you know, what do you have of value to give them, right? Let me give you a couple ideas of things for you to think of that you can offer your customers so that they can maybe give you their email or start a conversation with you. And these are, do you have any tips, sheets with free tip sheets, e-newsletter. So do you have a newsletter offering value? Right? Do you have a webinar that you can get them on so you can let them know a little bit more about your product? A podcast, like what we're doing here, right? That's a very low friction, but lots of great value. You can get them to do something as little as engaging with you by liking your Facebook page or one of your social media profiles. Get them involved in a free consultation, which is something that works very well to take the conversation to the next level, samples or trials. All right. So think of what do you have of value that you can offer a potential customer to help them get engaged with you and potentially become a dream customer. The next
Yeah, I was just going to say that's extremely valuable because what you're saying there, these are things that people can create on their computers and they can deliver that and it won't cost them an arm and a leg. Plus the fact you mentioned about speaking on podcasts. We're live today and we'll be on podcasts, but speaking is very, very important for a person, if they're going to do a video or whatever, to be able to help get their message across because people like to see the person that they're dealing with.
Exactly. Exactly. And there's so much value that in getting it out, getting people into what we call your overall sales funnel. And this is where I move on to the next point, which is the next step of this is building out your sales funnel, right? And a sales funnel is basically how do you get people through all the steps of the buying process for them to actually make a conversion or make a purchase with you or decide to choose you to do business, right? So this is now that you have all the information about them, you know who they are, you know where they're located, you know what your core product is, you know what digital marketing platform you're going to use. Now is where you want to take a journey and map out exactly how they're going to get to through to you. Now, don't worry, guys. A lot of people get tripped up here and they get caught or stuck because this is where the tech stuff usually comes in. But let me tell you, in the beginning, just keep it simple. You don't need to automate it and have all these fancy email autoresponders and stuff like that. When you first start doing it, chances are you're going to have a handful of people going through your process. So you start to do it manually because you're going to want to understand your process anyhow. And then once you get it, once you start getting your first couple of sales through or your first customers in line, then you will have some money in the business to maybe either invest in somebody to do it for you, or you can learn how to automate, or you'll know exactly how to automate it yourself. All right.
You're absolutely correct on that, Preston, because one of the things that, you know, I know there's probably some people that listen to us and they'll probably think, wow, that seems really complicated. And it really isn't, because that's the value of speakerspathway.com. We start you at a very step-by-step process. We provide coaching every single week. You can contact any of our executive training directors. And most importantly, ladies and gentlemen, you can grow and go at your own pace. And Dandy Don, when you did the teaching there about the TEDx talks, that to me is just off the chart. Because ladies and gentlemen, Dandy Don is the best I've ever seen. Would you agree with that, Dandy?
I'm blushing. I'm just blushing. I don't know what to say. I certainly love it. And, you know, because I'm following my passion, I'm following my passion. And I think, as Preston and Jim and I have been talking about, when you're living in that true life purpose, when you're in your, what I like to call my groove, it's easy and it just comes, and you can add so much value and change lives. So thank you for the kudos. I'm still blushing, Jim.
That's quite all right. And we've been talking about how to provide value and give value. And it's about time for us for our Friday freebie. So Dandy Don, we're going to be giving away something today. What do you have on the menu for today, sir?
We've been talking about you know, taking action. We've been talking about having the mindset to lean into things. We've been having the discussions around changing that mindset to be more successful. And when I was early in my career, I read a book. It was Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey, and it changed my life. And that got me realizing that if I wanted to, that I was responsible for becoming the best person that I could be and achieving the things that I really wanted. So I made these little cards up, these little cards of all these inspirational quotes that I was coming across, and I would paste them all over my house and in my office. And I really attribute a lot of the success that I've had in my life to that repeated exposure to these inspiring affirmations. So what I'm going to give away today, and I've never given this away, I have images of 38 of my favorite of those things, the ones I actually used back in the 90s that really shifted my mindset. And so I'm giving those away. So all you got to do is go to speakerspathway.com, contact us and say, I want the high performance transformational quotes. Just say, I want the quotes. We'll send them to you.
Don, you know what? You put me in the feeling of giving now. I want to give. I feel like I gotta add. How would you guys like
up the ante? Yeah,
Friday with that.
Oh right. Yeah, the more the merrier.
I love it, and I love the spirit of doing that. I think this is so valuable. What you just said about, you know, having those positive affirmations, those positive quotes, and it just made me think. I'm like, you know, what can I offer of value? Now I'm gonna reach out, and it's okay with you guys, Jim and sure. Don. If I offer all the listeners, anybody listening who is unclear about, because I explained a couple steps for you to go through to help explode your business online, it might still be unclear. What if I wanted myself or my team to give you guys up to a 30-minute consultation? If you guys have any questions about that process that I just talked about, defining your core offer or identifying your dream customer, you can reach out to me, right? And I will help you. With a consultation, help you define that or help clarify or unblock that section for you.
Wait a minute, Preston.
Yeah, wait a minute. Hold on.
What you're saying is you're going to give it 30-minute personal consultation. That's incredible value. It's crazy. How do people act on this? Anybody who doesn't do this, who's got a question in their mind, is kind of whack-a-mole.
Well, you know what? I think we can go right back to speakerspathway.com. I am on there. On the homepage, you'll look for my picture with Preston written on it. And we'll have a link in with this podcast as well. And you just click on it and submit it. And I will, since I'm promising this and I don't know how many people are going to take advantage of this, I will commit to myself or my team members getting back to each and every one of you guys. But definitely act fast, because the first few people who do come through will definitely get me responding back to them.
Wow. That is simply amazing, because all the way through, ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about providing value. And right now we have stepped up to the plate, because you lead by example. That's what leaders do. You lead by example. So whenever you start to create your mission, your passion, whatever it might be, make sure, ladies and gentlemen, that you lead by example. That is so critical, isn't it, Don?
Absolutely. You gotta walk the talk. And like I said earlier, you have to be authentic. You have to over deliver. You don't want to be that company, that person that promises the $1 million or promises two eggs and gives one. That's you know where you end up if you do that, right, Jim? You got to over deliver.
Oh yeah, the thing that still cracks me up is you talking about them 7 digits. You know, you go to these workshops and all this stuff. We're going to give you 7 digits. You're going to be able to earn 7 digits, and we've been earning 7 digits every single day, ladies and gentlemen.
Unfortunately, they're all zeros. Seven-figure workshops, they drive me nuts. Jim, if I ever say anything about having a seven-figure workout, you have my permission to slap me.
I don't think I have to worry about that, because, ladies and gentlemen, Dandy Don is just so intense about what he does. He's very passionate. When he gets ready to climb a rock cliff, you might as well just get a helicopter because he's going to meet you up there, and he might beat you up there. It's hard to say because that's the type of focus and the type of passion that Dandy Don has. That's the type of focus and passion I have, and I know that Preston has a lot of focus and passion too. He just proved that by offering that amazing 30-minute free consultation with him and members of his team. That's just off the chart. I mean, I'm glad it's free because, you know, what's that worth, Preston? Would you say roughly?
We would charge $150 an hour. So, to do a consultation like that.
Yes, that's a $75 value there, huh? You know, just for 30 minutes, if you say $150 an hour, I mean, just imagine you could get a $75 free gift with no obligation, no strings attached. That's what brings value. That's just, you know, we want to emphasize that about providing value to people.
And that's the dollar value. But let me just tell you this. So I was on the phone with Preston maybe a few weeks ago, and I was talking about transcribing something, and he showed me this really cool trick in the Google tools that now I've shared it with everybody I know, some really cool trick inside the Google tools. It's absolutely free that does really low error transcription. And that's the kind of value he brings. And to our members, you know, they spend some time with Preston and they have great results. So way beyond $75 if I just look at the results that he gives.
You're absolutely right. And I tell you, it just amazes me how, you know, you go to speakerspathway.com. You can click on our, you know, you'll see the video there. You'll see our show listed there. We got a lot of information there. If you scroll down and you look at all of our executive training directors, you can see the tribe of people that Don and I, we surrounded ourselves with because we, you know, Don knew that I didn't know it all. And he's such a nice guy. He didn't want to say that, but I'll be honest. I didn't know it all. He looked at me and says, Jim, I think we need some help.
You know, and sometimes the best action you can take is asking for help. You know, like we did, right? We phoned up the people that we knew could help us. And so if you're sitting there and you're thinking, what can I do? What can I do? Well, one of the best actions you can do is ask for help. And Preston made a very generous offer to give you some help.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back next Friday, same time. I'm Jim Grant. Have a good week.